This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't we have some more divisional previews to do?
Yeah. That was on the agenda for hour two here.
Was it really? Awesome.
But I didn't want to talk about this. We'll do it here and then into the next segment and then do our divisional previews, AFC North and NFC North. I tweeted out a couple weeks ago that the Portland Trailblazers will never leave Portland. And now I'm starting to get a little annoyed and a little miffed because there's groups being formed and politicians writing letters and people are actually now freaked out that we're going to lose the Blazers. And I just, again, it's the whole ignorance is bliss thing. I don't even want to entertain those thoughts, but with the news this week of the Rip City Forever group or whatever forming, and getting, you know, big wigs and Tina Kotek writing letters to Adam Silver and whatnot. And it's just kind of, it's sticking in my craw a bit where I'm just like, I understand what's happening here with the arena and Adam Silver, you know, he didn't really help things by saying we would prefer the Portland Trailblazers.
Why is that not a help?
Like, I just, huh?
Why is that not a help?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought that was a positive statement for keeping them here.
I think it was, I don't know, when people heard preferred.
Oh Lord!
I think it's that to them they hear it and in the negative sense of like, well, he has a preference, but also he's very much like, I prefer for them to stay in Portland, but if they don't, you know, that sucks. But we will live on. We'll be fine. You know, it's. Again, I hate this whole conversation, and I hate that it's coming up because I think we all just, we love the team and love the franchise, and it's so ingrained in this city and such a big part of this city that the thought of them leaving at all, to me, it's just, again, I just don't even want to entertain the thought, and I almost feel like it's this Micah Parsons trade, man. Like, it'll get worked out. We'll get a renovation. We'll get a new stadium somehow, some way. You know, I hear Isaac and everybody else how they say they do not trust our politicians at all to get something done to help out with that. But I think in the end, this team is way too important to this city that it will get figured out in time, some way, somehow. And again, I just won't even entertain the thought of this team being moved to a different city and us losing them. It's not going to happen.
Man, that's what the Supersonics thought, too. Right, there's no way they're gonna move this legendary franchise to Oklahoma City. Why? There's no way. And now you're seeing with the Las Vegas Aces and kind of the what they've been able to generate in Vegas. Again, it's WNBA, but they're one of the more popular WNBA teams. And when you're there, it's something to see. Would it shock me if they decided, well, you know, we think Vegas is a better market for a team like the Blazers, blah, blah, blah. Yes. It wouldn't. It feels like we're in Major League, the first one. Think about it. We've got this lady owner that clearly doesn't want to own the team. We've got an aging superstar who just came back, who's old and, you know, bones don't work the same way, and Damian Lillard. We got a bunch of dudes, you know, around that are kind of considered like the bad news bears of basketball at this point, because they just can't get right. And the only thing they can do to save this team from moving is win. That's it. That's the only thing the Blazers can do right now is make the playoffs at this point. And I mean, I thought they could this past year. I think they, and mind you, we got to remember they were what, 4 games short of the play-in. So they were right. Well, they were right there, 4 were or they? 5 games. I don't know. What was something like that? What were they?
I don't
Jordan?
Think they were that close.
How close
play-in.
To the play-in were they?
Oh god. I think it was like 5, 6 or 6. It was close but not close enough.
5 or 6. How many games did the Blazers give away that last year? So that could have went either way.
3 games. Okay.
You're three games away from a play-in. So you showed some type of improvement this year. The only thing you can do to really ensure this team ain't going no place is win. That sounds and maybe this team isn't equipped to do it. Maybe they are. Maybe it's gonna, you know, you get an extra year because of the arrival of Damian Lillard. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. Where there's smoke, like you said, Joe, where there's smoke, there's typically fire. Unless there's going to be a major renovation to the Moda Center at this point, which, let's be real, desperately needs a facelift, for sure. I don't think it's that old to where you need to tear it down and build something else, but I do think it's old enough to where they definitely need some upgrades inside of there.
So I really hate sometimes when things are changing or when, you know, you kind of see a point of transition, which this is the first time in a long time that the Portland Trailblazers have seen a point of transition for their organization, right? Paul Allen bought it like pre-1990 for like $70 million. This is something that none of us have experienced sitting here really in our lifetime. So I understand maybe the sentiment that like, oh, unknown things can happen. But going beyond that and saying, oh, like there's a fear that we're going to lose this team. Every single time Adam Silver has talked about this, NBA commish has referred to not wanting to, not only making the statement of making it preferable to him that the Blazers remain here. That's about as strong as he can go, guys. He can't say 100%. This isn't the Lakers or the Knicks. But on top of that, every time referring to the Blazers' preference to stay here has said we don't want to repeat what happened to the Seattle Supersonics. And yes, as Adam Silver also said, there's money needed for a new arena. Regardless, guys, if that's Portland or Las Vegas or whatever market, like you decide, because what are we scared? Like the Blazers are going to become the Supersonics? That would be the
missing? Yes.
That would be the only way that there's no arena money needed. But hear me out here. The Kraken have most of the cash coming in from Key Arena or Climate Pledge now, whatever it's called up there. So whoever decided to buy the Blazers and said, oh, this is an option, let's move them to Seattle, wouldn't be making money off of the freaking arena anyways, guys. The whole idea of putting this money in now, buying the Blazers for $4 billion, putting in a $2 billion arena is for your future profits. And in Portland, one of the strongest NBA markets in history, so many business owners have to see that sustainable. And I'm so sick of the media. I'm going to call out local media a little bit. Why are we coming up with a story that doesn't exist? We are trying to talk about something and create a narrative. It's not actually happening, guys. This was something, there is a less than a 1% chance of this happening, in my opinion. And we are writing articles about it and talking about it like there is a 30% chance of it happening.
Well,
it's really weird.
I mean, it's because the big question in all this is ownership.
Ooh.
The team is being sold, and whatever owner comes in, it could be one of two things. It could be someone who's, I bought the Portland Trailblazers because I love Portland. I love this team. I love the opportunity of what we can do with this city and this team, and I'm going to put my money and my effort into making this a better franchise. And by doing that, I'm going to build an arena. We're going to build an arena. We're going to make that happen. Or it's, they say that, and then,
much like they did for Seattle,
4 or 5 years down the road, Vegas looks enticing. Or,
seriously, because, again,
Seattle, maybe we would just go right back up there. I mean, we still have the Pacific Northwest presence in the NBA, and why don't we just go up? That is the biggest question mark, is who's going to be the future owner, and what are their motives?
Because, again, with the whole OKC thing, I know we're super against it, and the whole OKC thing, like, they played out there for a couple years. It's like, well, this works. let's just go ahead and we can just keep this team here. Like, I mean, there's no point in going back to Seattle or doing anything like as they're building a new arena. So, okay, you built this new arena for the Blazers and they play in Seattle or they play in, you know, Vegas for X amount of time. And they say, you know what, this works here. I think we found our home. Like, so that's the, I think the fear for everybody. We've seen it happen to our brothers right up the street. So why would we think that it wouldn't happen to us? I think that's the big thing.
The NBA wants Steve Ballmers. They don't want Clay Bennett's. In this day and age, they want a guy that will invest where the team is.
Well, only time will tell. I'm with you, Jordan. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not even going to let it creep into my mind that it's going to happen. But owners and billionaires, you know, what their motives are and what they say behind closed doors versus in the public. I mean,
night and day.
Yeah, two different people essentially.
You're damn right about that.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Let's do some conference or some divisional previews. AFC North, NFC North. We'll do that in the next couple segments here. Get ready for the NFL football season that is right around the corner. Do that next year. Sports Saturday, 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've got two divisions here. We're going to preview here and in the next segment. Do you want to go AFC North first or NFC North? Oh, ooh. Oh, the bells are ringing.
Ooh, let's go,
Swing from 6 to noon.
These are probably the most interesting divisions in football right now. Honestly, if you look at both of them. So let's go AFC North. Let's start there.
AFC North, the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, and Browns.
Hey, man, you see Shador showing out in camp, and Dylan Gabriel did not look great over the last little bit.
I don't care. Browns are going to suck. What I'm intrigued about is who the hell is going to win that division, because it's between the Ravens, the Bengals, and this very interesting new-look Steelers team with Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf.
Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, it's going to be this is going to be an interesting division. The Browns, their defense will probably be feisty, but they're going to have old man Joe Flacco out there, or maybe Shador, or maybe Dylan Gabriel, or maybe Kenny Pickett. Like, God, dear God, I don't know what the... I'm expecting like 4 to 5 wins out of them. But the rest of this division, like the Bengals last year having one of the best offenses, but one of the worst defenses, are they going to be able to get back to the playoffs? I mean, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that offense, it's going to put up numbers again. It's just a matter of their defense is going to be able to withstand the onslaught of points and yards that they gave up last year, because they gave up a lot last season.
Yeah, and if you've been watching a quarterback on Netflix, again, it gives you just the new love for Joe Burrow and how competitive he is and how much he actually really, really wants to win. Again, that offense, such firepower everywhere from every position.
Ja'Marr Chase is so good.
He's unfairly good, like, at football.
So
and then
good.
T. Higgins is not weak either. Like, T. Higgins is really, really cold. He's just not as cold as Ja'Marr Chase.
But he'd be a number one on
any other team that's not
on a
the
lot
Bengals.
Of teams.
Every
yes.
other, pretty much every other team that's not the Bengals and the Vikings. Any other team not Bengals, Vikings, maybe Commanders. He's the number one. That's just kind of one of those things.
Cowboys.
T. Higgins is that good. Yeah, he's
don't do that.
He's number one with Cowboys.
Don't do that.
You think? Well, that's a different story. We'll get there. No, we'll get there another time. But yeah, he's definitely the number one with Cowboys for me.
Yeah, he's definitely not. But continue. Anyways,
no. Yeah, I was. That's pretty much what I think about the Bengals. It really depends on what their defense is. I'm not concerned about Zach Taylor. I'm not concerned about Joe Burrow. I mean, really, him staying healthy and staying on his feet. But outside of that, man, this offense is going to be great. Can their defense even catch up halfway to what they are?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens, they won this division last year. They have an over-under set at 11.5 wins for this upcoming season. The Bengals are set at 9.5, and the Steelers are at 8.5. Those pesky damn Steelers, man. I mean, of all the teams that are going to be the most intriguing of this division, it's the Steelers.
For sure.
Having Aaron Rodgers in what is essentially his final season, what that relationship is going to look like with him and DK Metcalf. It's just they're all... I have no idea what to expect from this team. I mean, we saw what happened with Rodgers and the Jets last year. I would think that this is going to be another 9-8, 10-7 season for the Steelers, because they've been doing that forever. And even with mediocre quarterback play, they've been doing that. So there's no reason to believe that getting Aaron Rodgers, and I know he's old and father time to always win, but getting Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback, which is, since Roethlisberger, the best starting quarterback that Tomlin's ever had.
Wow, that's kind of a sad statement, but so true.
Roethlisberger, we looked it up. Roethlisberger, we thought he was trash in his last couple seasons, but his numbers were actually pretty okay. I think at this point, Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback at this stage in his career than Ben Roethlisberger was. I think Mike Tomlin is, in my opinion, the best coach in the NFL. Like, I mean, he continues to show it. And then you throw in a DK Metcalf, who is just an absolute freak at the wide receiver position. Yeah, I think this team is good. Losing Minka Fitzpatrick was tough. I think that was tough for them. Jalen Ramsey is not the Jalen Ramsey he was when he played for the Jags, but he can still fit into what this defense can do. Every year, this defense just retools. They never get weak. They just kind of retool. Are they usually as strong as, these Troy Polamalu, Joey Porter-led teams? No, of course not, because those were game-changing type players. But they are really tough every single year. So, yeah, I fully expect them to win anywhere between 9 to 10 games this year.
I am nervous about their run game.
That's the one part that's going to look bad for them.
Like, got to be able to
Jaylen
balance.
Warren,
you got to be able to have a balanced attack in the NFL and run the ball. And I'm just, that is the part that makes me nervous for the Steelers team, is that if they're not able to do that. I mean, we saw it with the Jets last year. They were unable to run the ball, and that made their offense bad. Even throwing the ball, because it's one dimensional.
Defenses know where you're going.
Yeah,
they know it's not going to be running it. So
they're going to be a very, very intriguing team to watch. The Ravens are going to do Ravens things. I fully expect them to be in the conversation for not just the division, but winning the AFC altogether. I'm always rooting for Lamar and the Ravens to pull it out. And then again, yeah, the Bengals are just going to be intriguing to see if they can ever get back to that season where they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, they have a couple playoff trips under Joe Burrow, but they need to get back. They need to have a bounce back year. They almost made it into the playoffs last season, but that defense, it needs to be shored up immediately.
Yeah, I think their defense is the only thing that would keep them out of this playoff picture. You know, you look at the other teams, really, Baltimore's defense is going to be good. I expect the Steelers' defense to compete. I don't expect them to be great, but I do expect the Browns' defense to be great. I don't expect them to win a lot, but their defense is going to be pretty good. So I don't expect teams to score a whole lot on them, but I don't expect them to be able to go down and put up 27 points a game, either 28 points a game. So, yeah, I definitely have the Ravens winning this division again.
I'm with you on the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to shock everybody, and I'm going to say the Steelers are going to come in second in this division. I think Aaron Rodgers, with this coach, with this receiver, like, I think they can go to at least the first round of the playoffs.
I think, Cincinnati will probably be fighting late for a spot in the playoffs again. But what was it, like week 6 or 7, Zach Taylor was on the hot seat last year. Nobody really talks about that. Like,
I think he's on the hot seat this season.
Oh, they have to win this year.
For sure.
I mean, I think that if they finish like they did last year and they miss the playoffs, I mean, Zach Taylor could be done.
Yeah, and I think that is a reason why they, I'm not sure they're going to be competing, but they have a chance to get a wild card spot, but still, like, yeah, second, possibly, at the best for them. But I think Pittsburgh's probably going to take that spot. And, yeah, Baltimore looks like another 12-13 win season. They're just too good. And I wonder, Najee's not as good as Saquon Barkley, you know, leaving New York and going to Philadelphia. But you wonder if the Steelers are going to have seller's remorse letting Najee Harris go. He fit into their system well. And I've always been confused on the shuffling of running backs in the NFL. They're not really highly paid right now. And if you've had success with a guy in your system, especially somewhere like Pittsburgh, the run game is key and the run game is king because it's a cold weather stadium, a cold weather city. What are you doing? Just stick with the guy that you've had in the building for the last 5 seasons. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, as Rashad said, I'm rolling with the Ravens. This division could produce 3 playoff teams. It will have at least 2, but you could be seeing everybody but the Browns in the playoffs come January 2026. Take a break. We will do the NFC North here on Sports Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And there is no division like the NFC North. Frozen Tundra. Another intriguing division, Rashad.
Very. Very.
Got me perked up.
Yeah, these two divisions, again, are definitely the most interesting in football for me, at least this year.
Packers and Lions and Bears. Oh my.
Joe's
and
nipples
the Vikings.
Are perked up.
Yeah, 6 to noon again, baby. I am hot. I don't know what to expect from the Vikings in this because of the J.J. McCarthy situation. It's going to be his first go at being a starting quarterback in the NFL. I did not believe in him in the draft process. I do not believe in him being a successful starting quarterback in the NFL. This team, they're believers in him. It ain't me. And that defense is going to have to win a lot of games for them. I don't know what their over-under is set at. I have them somewhere in that 7-10 range this season. I just think that last year with Sam Darnold, that was kind of a flash in the pan. And he got some good quarterback play out of him for the most part. Definitely started to wane towards the end of the season. But that defense was on another level. So I think, yeah, they're kind of like Browns light, a better version of the Browns, I would say, because of their weapons on the outside. But I just think this is J.J. McCarthy's rookie year, essentially, and I think there's going to be some growing pains for him.
That's pretty much what Justin Jefferson said. He's like, man, you got to be patient. Like, he's pretty much a rookie, like, at this point. So you just kind of have to show some patience and understand that he's going to mess up and he's going to make some mistakes out there. And you know, you got to have faith in him. And it sounds like the Vikings have all the faith in the world in J.J. McCarthy, even though we might not. But maybe they're seeing something in camp that we don't, or that we haven't seen. Obviously, we're not there. So, but all the reports are that he's a rookie, right? So he's, you know, or at least that's, you know, pretty much at this point. So, again, not much to expect from this Viking squad, which may not be the best thing in the world for your all-world receiver. At that point, you know, a guy that really wants the ball, really needs the ball to be impactful, so we'll see.
And getting him the ball, that will be difficult.
That's the challenge.
Vikings over-under win total set at 8.5. Another intriguing team. I would say that this is probably the most intriguing team in this division is the Chicago Bears. New head coach, resetting the deck with Caleb Williams. They keep adding weapons in the draft. DJ Moore, God, I'm trying to think of their. I don't think Keenan Allen's on this team anymore.
I think he left, although he had a good year last year.
DJ Moore, Rome Odunze.
They added Luther Burden from Missouri.
Cole Kmet. He's really good.
Yeah, yep. Nice little squad, man.
And they added the kid out of Notre. No, not Notre. The Michigan tight end, Colson Loveland, I want to say.
Yeah, I think you're right.
As well. They totally revamped their offensive line.
Hey, Joe Tooney?
Still got DeAndre.
Joe Tooney, from the Chiefs. He is now on the Bears. Again, they have revamped this offensive line, and there's part of me that is kind of like, it's Caleb Williams' second season, for God's sake. So it's not like one of those, like, put up or shut up, but it's like they're giving him all the tools to be successful.
Yeah.
And he needs to make another leap. He had one of the best touchdown to interception ratios in the league last year. I think it was 6 in the league. So he had moments. He had flashes. There were moments for this Bears team last year where you're like, okay, this could be something in the future. And now with one of the smartest offensive minds in the league as your head coach, which I absolutely love when teams do that. Young quarterback, give them a young, innovative, offensive-minded head coach. That is what's going to help them succeed. This offense, specifically for the Bears, but the Bears in general, are probably the most intriguing team to me because we know the Lions are going to be good, right? It's one of those, like, over-under, their win totals probably set at 11.5. They got Jared Goff. They got Jahmyr Gibbs. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got Sam LaPorta. Like, they're bringing back all the pieces. They're going to be there in the playoffs in January in the thick of it. The Packers, they're going to be interesting as well. I mean, they were underwhelming last season. They were basically like the Texans of the NFC last year, where high expectations based off of what they did the year before. And yeah, they were decent, but I think people wanted to see a bit more out of them. And I think people want to see Jordan Love have a bounce back season. After that second half of the season 2 years ago, beating the Cowboys in the playoffs, almost beating the 49ers in the playoffs, people were expecting him to take a huge leap, and he had a little bit of an interception problem last season. So, you know, the Packers are going to be a team that they're going to be competitive. They're going to be good. They're going to be in that probably 9 to 10 win range is my guess. But they've got a lot of question marks on the outside. Who's going to step up as their top receiver, as their top target? Josh Jacobs will be a stud. But, yeah, as far as the most intriguing team in this division, it's going to be the Bears again.
I love the Chicago Bears. Obviously, I think the Lions are going to be the team that wins this division overall. I think they have too much. I know they lost their defensive coordinator and their offensive coordinator took head coaching jobs.
Yeah, both.
So, you know, you're going to have to figure some things out. Hopefully, they don't try to reinvent the wheel. Go right back to what you've been doing this entire time. You got the best team overall, top to bottom, in the NFC North. So I think the Lions are definitely have the easiest route just based on skill. But man, this Bears squad, you look at what they were able to do in Washington. You know, you have this young rookie quarterback and you give him all the tools he'll need to be successful on the offensive side and on the defensive side. And it looks like they've started to do that for Caleb Williams in Chicago. I look for him to take a huge leap this year. Would it shock me if the Bears made the playoffs this year? Not really. Considering how good Caleb Williams was in his first year, now that you've given him a few more toys to play with and a head coach that hopefully is more suited to be a head coach, you know, than their previous coach, I think they can do a lot of good things. I don't really expect anything from Minnesota. I got to be honest, man. They're a young squad with a young quarterback. I think they're going to be closer to the Panthers than any other team, you know, in the league right now. And then the Packers, like you said, Jordan Love, almost there. And I think it's tougher to come in after you've had a successful year and nobody really saw you coming to kind of repeat that. Now everybody has that game against the Packers circled on their schedule because they know Jordan Love is going to give them all they can handle. So it's going to be a tougher road for him moving forward. But I think it's an intriguing division. I can't wait to see a lot of these games. But I don't think anybody's beating the Lions. If somebody did beat the Lions, I think it's going to be the Bears.
Lions, 10.5 win total is what the markets have. Bears at 8.5. Oh, my God. Why am I totally? Packers, 9.5. Vikings at 9.5.
Really?
I'd take the under on the Vikings at 9.5. Like, I just think that you are starting a rookie quarterback that I just do not have belief in that is going to have instant success, and that defense is going to be on the field a lot more than they would like to.
And their schedule, I'm looking at the Vikings right now. Their schedule is not awesome. Like, I mean,
give me like the first four games.
First four games, Bears, Falcons, Bengals, Steelers. So maybe 2-2.
There's a lot. You know what? There's just a lot of parity in the NFL right now.
There is.
Where it's like all four of those games, those are teams that can either be very successful this year or they can S the bet.
They can.
But it's like I could see the Vikings losing all four of those games.
But that can give them opportunity. If they win those games, that or two of those games, that gives them some good feelings as they move forward because their next four games are Browns, Eagles, Chargers, Lions.
You know, we talked about like the Falcons last week. Like that Falcons versus Vikings game, that will be intriguing. Like two quarterbacks that are, you know, Penix, he was his rookie year last year, but it's going to be his first full year starting. J.J. McCarthy, that'll be his second start of the season. What the hell happens there? Yeah, I mean, the Steel, but you're right. Then you got the Browns, but then you got to play the Eagles, then you got to play the Chargers, then you got to play the Lions, then you got to play the Ravens. That is a gauntlet.
That month stretch right there that you have to play those
teams.
That
is like, very difficult.
That's some tough football you got to do. And you have to go to Detroit to play. You have to go to L.A. to play. Like, that's going to be tough.
Now, I will say that if there is a coach that I trust in this division, it is Kevin O'Connell. I think that he has done a great job with, I mean, Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold and making these playoff teams and teams to be reckoned with. I think this is a team that rallies around him. So, you know, I don't think this is going to be as successful as a season this year, but I do trust Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, I think he's going to get the most out of this team as possible, but I just don't think it's going to be enough, and they're going to be in that 7-10, maybe 8-9 range at best.
As long as Big Balls Campbell is still around in this division, I just don't see anybody, any team really overtaking this Lions squad right now.
Yeah. I'm going with Lions. I want to say Packers are going to make the playoffs, and I almost want to say the Bears are going to make the playoffs as well. But I
got to pick one. Which
one scares me? Out of those two, Packers.
Out of those two.
I'll go with the Packers just because I've seen them do it, and I have a little bit more trust in Matt LaFleur than first year head coach. And yeah,
just to be a contrarian, I'm going to say the Bears.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the Bears.
I don't blame
just
you.
To do that.
I don't blame you. All right, take a break. Wrap things up. There is an extension in the NBA. We'll share our quick thoughts on that before we send you off into the rest of the weekend. Sports Saturday right here on the Fan Sports Network. Extension in the NBA. Luka Doncic and the Lakers agree to an extension.
Getting paid.
3 years, 165, I believe, is what I saw.
Money.
Yep, so 3 year, 165 with a player option in 2028.
Yeah, he's going to get out of there. He's going to get out of there. We forget, Luka's 26. Like, he's still a young kid.
Dude, you want to talk about intriguing things for upcoming seasons, like, you know, the divisions we were talking about. Luka Doncic this year at the Lakers, man. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the stuff coming out from his PR team and him not even touching a basketball and just completely working on conditioning, physique, and yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah,
Luka
I think
Doncic is on men's fitness? Like,
again,
uh-oh.
I think it's a little bit of a kind of a PR thing that he's trying to go on.
Looks good, though.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is can you sustain it? You know, it's great to work out for 5 weeks a la Joe Fisher and then stop, you know, because I am the king at that. I will put in work for 4 to 5 weeks and then do nothing for the next 8 months.
I think it's a great way to get yourself in shape before the season starts. You know, basketball players are running upwards 4 to 6 miles just, you know, in a game.
I think it's
every
even more
day.
Than
it's probably more than that.
I mean, depending on if, you know, yeah, if you're like
a
starter.
But even if we're just saying we're just running 6 miles, you know, a day, every day. So if Luka is in shape now, I'm okay if he packs on some pasta during the season because I know he's running it off, you know, every single day. But him coming into the season slim should be scary for the rest of the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.